Mishnah test. Well, since we're discussing the Beis HaMikdosh already, the Mishnah goes on to tell us that a sheretz shenimtz b'hamikdosh, if a sheretz is found in the Beis HaMikdosh, a sheretz is one of the eight small creatures which the Torah lists as having a high level of tumah when they are dead. If a dead sheretz touches a object or a person, then they become tumah. Now, of course, it's forbidden to allow anything which is tumah to be in the Beis HaMikdosh. So if somebody finds a dead sheretz in the Beis HaMikdosh, it needs to be removed. Now, dead sheretz is obviously muktzah on Shabbos, it has no use. And so if this is found in the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos, you'll have to violate the prohibition of muktzah in order to take it out of the Beis HaMikdosh. Now there's a problem, because if the Kohen picks the sheretz up to take it outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, then he automatically becomes Tomei, and there is a very severe prohibition of being in the Beis HaMikdosh whilst one is Tomei. So he can't touch the sheretz directly, rather he should take it with something else, and that way that something else will become Tomei, but it won't be strong enough to make him Tomei as well. Now, for something to be able to become Tomei, there are lots of conditions. Each material has different rules, and for example, a wooden item can only become Tomei if it can hold things. If it's like a bowl where there's actually a receptacle in there to hold things, but if it does not have that, then even if it touches something which is Tomei, it won't become Tomei. So the question of our Mishnah is, if somebody is able to go and get a object like a wooden utensil which can't become Tomei, and then to take the sheretz out with that outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, should he do that? Or should he just take something else, which he has on him immediately, and get rid of the sheretz as soon as he can? So according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Kohen Ritzia Behem Yonai, a Kohen should take it out with his belt, also known as the Avnit. This is one of the garments which a Kohen needs to wear whilst in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Avnit will become Tomei, and it's better that he do that in order to get rid of the sheretz as soon as possible, shlo l'shayis zatuma, in order not to keep the tumah inside the Samikdosh for too long. Dibi Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'tzvah shel eitz, he should use wooden tongs, or any other utensil which cannot become Tomei, shlo l'rabos zatuma, in order not to increase the amount of things which are Tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh. It's better to wait a bit longer with one item which is Tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh than to make something else Tomei in the Beis HaMikdosh in the process of removing the sheretz. Now remember, when he is doing this, he is violating the Midrabanan prohibition of Muktzah, and so he can only do this if it is an obligation. So the Mishnah asks, Mehechem Muktzin, I say, from where, from which places inside of the Beis HaMikdosh would one take it out on Shabbos? The mitzvah of removing any tumah from the Beis HaMikdosh, which parts of the Beis HaMikdosh does that apply? Says the Mishnah, mina Hechel, from the Hechel, which is the main Beis HaMikdosh, that's the building of the Beis HaMikdosh. Mina Ulam, this is a large room, which was just in front of the main building of the Beis HaMikdosh. Mina Ulam v'la Mizbeach, and in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, in the courtyard, in the Chotzer of the Beis HaMikdosh. Di Rabbi Yishim Benanos, that is the opinion of Yishim Benanos. But if it's found, let's say, further outwards, in another part of the courtyard, for example, then you would leave it there until the end of Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva argues, Rabbi Akiva says, Mokim shechayovin al zedonu koris val shigigase chatos. Any place in the Beis HaMikdosh where one is liable for entering there, whilst he is Tomei, whilst the person is Tomei, if he does it intentionally, he would be chayv koris. And if he does it unintentionally, for example, if he didn't know he was Tomei, then he would be obligated to bring a korban chatos. So any area where that applies, and really that refers to the entire courtyard as well, the entire chotzer, says Rabbi Akiva, the same thing applies to this mitzvah of removing Tomei items from the Beis HaMikdosh. And so Mishom Mitzino, so from there he is obligated to take it out. So even if it's on Shabbos and there's usually a din of Muktzah, over here he needs to take it out if it is found anywhere in the Beis HaMikdosh according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Ushar Kolam Komeis, if it's found in any other place in the Beis HaMikdosh or around the Beis HaMikdosh, Kofenu Olav Psach there, they should cover it with a pot, and then once Shabbos goes out, then they should remove the sheretz from the Beis HaMikdosh. Alright, now the Masechta ends off with two statements of Rabbi Shimon, which are actually related to two different, totally separate Mishnayos, which we had earlier on in the Masechta. It's interesting they are placed here, but be it as it may, the first of those refers to a din which we learnt in the fourth perek, that Rabbi Shimon himself said that if somebody is found when Shabbos comes in within 15 amos of the mark, which is at the edge of the tuchum of a city. As we learned, every city has a tuchum Shabbos, 2,000 amos in every direction, and they would measure the 2,000 amos and put a mark at the end of the 2,000 amos. Now, if somebody finds himself within 15 amos, outside of the tuchum, past the mark, but within 15 amos of that mark, so although I would think that it is forbidden for him to actually travel all the way to the city, because seemingly he is further than 2,000 amos away from the city, And so his Mokum HaShavisa, the place where he is considered to be living, is where he is situated right now, so he can only travel 2,000 amas in every direction, which does not allow him to reach the city. However, as we learned, when they put the mark of the edge of the Tchum, they didn't actually put it at the end of 2,000 amas, rather it was 15 amas inwards, and therefore if somebody finds themselves within 15 amas of that mark, that is a sign that they are actually within the Tchum of the city, and they are therefore allowed to travel all the way to the city on Shabbos itself. And their Tchum is of course going to be the same as if they were inside of the city, so they have 2,000 amas in every direction of the city. Now the last statement of the Masechta goes back to a Mishnah in this Perek, where we learn that although it's forbidden midrabbonon outside of the Beis HaMikdash to tie even a temporary knot on an instrument, if let's say one of the strings broke off, it will be forbidden to tie that on Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash it's permitted, since it's a requirement for the service of the Beis HaMikdash, and since it's only forbidden midrabbonon because it's a temporary knot, it can be tied in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Shimon says this is forbidden, the reason being, because the Chacham only permitted in the Beis HaMikdash to violate things which are forbidden midrabanan on Shabbos. Meaning, only things which are totally forbidden midrabanan and have no connection to anything forbidden midoraisa, only those things can't be done in the Beis HaMikdash. But if by doing the midrabanan prohibition, you might come to violate a prohibition midoraisa, then even in the Beis HaMikdash it is forbidden. So in this case, if you are allowed to do a temporary knot, you could very easily come to make a permanent knot, and that would be forbidden midoraisa, and therefore even the temporary knot, which is forbidden midrabanan, is forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. Solik Maseches Erevin Mazel Tov.